if you want your copywriting to generate response, to generate leads, customers, sales, profits, you have to be willing to ask for it. You have to be willing to ask your prospect to take the action that you want them to take. And I think that that is why Ask for Action makes a perfect final episode to this essential copywriting skills series. So over the course of now 13 episodes, this is episode number 13, it's a baker's dozen, right? Over the course of 13 episodes, we've gone through what I consider to be the foundational, fundamental skills of being an effective direct response copywriter, response generating copywriter, conversion copywriter, whatever you're going to call it. If your copy needs to generate response, if your marketing needs to generate leads, customer sales, profits, this entire series is designed to help you get there. And yet, if you do everything right, but you don't ask for action, you're not going to get that response. You're not going to get the money. You're not going to get the sales. And so that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode to round off this essential copywriting skills series. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. All right. So it's time to ask for action. So in my teaching, I often teach that you can learn techniques and tactics. You can learn, you know, how headlines are structured. You can learn headline templates and all of that. And that's great. That's well and good. And those can be useful. But it's nowhere near as powerful to learn that stuff as to learn the underlying strategies and even deeper foundational principles that lead to success. Because if you change your principles, it'll change the way that you do strategy and techniques and tactics, and that can make a gigantic shift in the results that you're getting. Whereas if you just change your, let's say, your tactical implementation, I'm going to write this headline versus that headline, then it doesn't often change that much. And so one of the most fundamental principles of direct response marketing, of conversion marketing, whatever you call it, like whatever term you put on it, the marketing that lives and dies based on going out there into the marketplace and generating a response, well, one of the fundamental principles is that your copy, your marketing, must generate response to be successful. It's measured. Its success is measured by the response it generates. Now, I will say that that's not always a sale, and it doesn't always have to be a sale, but you always want it to be a step forward in the buying process. So you could have a sales team that actually, you know, closes sales for you, but your copy's job might be to get calls booked with this sales team. And so that's a conversion event. It's a response. It's an action that the prospect needs to take. Even the whole idea of getting someone to click like a banner ad, a Google ad, a native ad, a, you know, space advertising, whatever, getting them to click through to the next page or click on your Facebook ad, or, you know, dive deeper into your Facebook ad by clicking that See More link, or, you know, whatever it is, your copy must generate a response. And so you have to be willing to ask for action, really, in life in general, and definitely in direct response copywriting. You're only going to get what you ask for. And so if you want a response, if you want somebody to buy, if you want somebody to take a specific action, if you want somebody to click from your email to your landing page, you have to be willing to ask for it. And there's this book by Zig Ziglar, Timid Salesmen Have Skinny Kids, right? And I like to remind folks of that timid copywriters have skinny kids, that you are not going to generate the success you want as a copywriter, at least in direct response, at least in this results accountable world of the type of advertising that I do and so many of my readers and subscribers do, and that is a gigantic industry. You're not going to be able to generate financial success in this industry unless you are willing to tell people to take action. But I will say that the way that I approach this and the way that I teach this is a little bit different from that classical conception of a closer. So I don't believe that you have to be a closer, like a pressure-based sales tactics for closing the sale. In fact, I align much more deeply with the approach that is probably best captured in J. Abraham's strategy of preeminence. And that is basically you take the position of the preeminent expert authority and solution provider to the problem that your prospect faces. And so they're facing a problem, a challenge. They have an unfulfilled desire. Your solution is the best solution. You've created the best solution for it. You have become the expert on it. You've become the person who knows best how to solve that problem. And so taking action, buying your stuff, or diving deep into whatever it is that you have to offer, it is in the best interest of the prospect that you're offering that best solution, that you are being their advocate, that you're on their team. And so when you're on their team, when you are their advocate, when you're trying to help them find the best way, when you are the guide on their journey, when you're the preeminent expert and authority on the subject matter, when you have the best solution, it only makes sense that you just tell them directly, hey, I think that you should do this, and I've set it up to be completely, to your advantage to do this. I've set this up to be something that is that's the best path of action for you, and I think that you need to do this. And so if you think, like, don't think, oh, I'm this salesperson who's trying to do this win-lose thing, right? Like, I'm not trying to beat you through this game of selling. We are on a team. And so think your role is more of, more akin to somebody who's like a coach, a parent, a mentor, a friend. Hey, we're on this team together. It's win-win. It's not win-lose. And our goal is to get you this positive outcome, this future state that you desire, that we've talked about throughout my selling message. And the only way that you're going to get that, or the best way that you're going to get that, is through taking the action that I'm asking you to take today. Now, traditionally, this has been called like a call to action. It's been called and funny thing, sometimes the world works in mysterious ways and gives you really, really cool input at about the right time for the output. I was actually scrolling Reddit this morning and I saw somebody talking about call to action versus call to value. And I'd never heard that call to value before, but it really resonated with me. Because call to action is like, buy my subscription now, or buy my product now, right? The call to value is get your desired outcome now. Get what you want right now. Solve your problem right now. And so it's about making it about their value. It's about what they get. And you're still asking them to take action, right? But your call to action is that next step to get more value. And honestly, like, even though this language is fairly new to me, I find that it is very much in alignment with the fundamental positioning and how I've approached copy for a very long time. That, hey, I've laid out this sales case, basically, this decision-making case for why this is your best possible decision. And at this point, hey, it's up to you. But if you do this, you're going to get this thing that you're only here with me at this point because you essentially implicitly agreed this is what you want. This is the value that you want. Now, I will say, when it does come time to actually do the closing, I've recently fallen in love with something that I saw Chris Haddad do, and I call it the two options close from Chris Haddad. He may have come up with that name, I don't know. But I saw two options and I said, it's the two options close, and I tied it to him. And I think he actually told me that that he didn't come up with it, he saw it somewhere else. But in my brain, it's Chris Haddad's. So option one essentially is, forget everything that I've just told. So this person has just gone with you through the entire sales pitch, and you've essentially laid out, hey, you have this problem or challenge that you want to have solved, and I'm going to promise you a solution here. And You know why it's agitating. You know you want why it needs to be solved now. You understand that there are other solutions out there in the marketplace, but they're invalid. They're not good enough. They're not ideal solutions, but I figured out what the ideal solution is, and I've put it together for you, and I packaged up in this offer for you, and here it is, and I'm asking you to take action. And so at this point, you acknowledge that they do have two options. They have the option not to do this, or they have the option to do this, right? And so option one, you always start with the one that you don't want them to take, because you don't want to end with the one you don't want them to take. People will remember the last thing that they heard. So option one is to, hey, just forget this. You know, forget everything that you've heard, forget the promise of solving this problem, forget that future state that you desire, forget your you know, the possibility of fulfilling your desire, forget the possibility of getting whatever outcome, whatever benefits and dimensionalized, transformational benefits that we've already talked about here. Forget all of that stuff that you were just paying attention to and just go back to life as normal. Go back to not having this. Go back to, whatever you've been doing now up until this point that still has you interested in a solution to this problem. Or try this. Try it at no obligation. Option two is to try it. At no obligation, try it on these advantageous terms. Just give it a try and see how it works for you. See how you can make this work to actually solve your problem. See, what this will do for you. And I love that because it juxtaposes, it acknowledges that it is ultimately their choice. They choose to make this decision, and you cannot make that choice for them, but you are saying, hey, this is your best option too, that I believe is your best option. You should do it, and it's time to do it now. And I really like that. I've been leaning on that recently in my copy in order to really seal the deal in terms of asking for action. So at the end of the series, well, number one, I'm going to kind of interject in the middle of this video before I go to the end. I'm going to interject and I'm going to say, if you have been enjoying the series, if you've gotten a lot of value out of it, make sure you leave a comment with this video. Let me know on a scale 1 to 10 how valuable you found this video in this series. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? How are you approaching copywriting differently as a result? How are you thinking about copywriting differently as a result so that other people can see your comments and engage with the video? And get their own value out of it. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails, including episode notifications Monday through Friday, plus exclusive content for email subscribers. And in wrapping up this series, now that I've done that bit, I do want to share my call to action for you. So throughout the course of the last 13 episodes on the Essential Copywriting Skills series, you've heard about a lot of training that I offer, including a high velocity copywriting program that includes like templates and how you structure your copywriting to get higher response and also to write faster. The Story Selling Masterclass goes deep into how to tell stories that sell, value first funnel strategy, how to deliver value in your copywriting, in addition to getting people to take action, proof credibility and believability to justify to the logical part of the brain how it needs to respond after the emotional decision has been made. You've heard about quite a few different monthly insiders calls where on a monthly basis I get on and give live training for BTMS Insiders members and the recordings that are available for that. And you've heard about a lot more. And you've also heard that it's all part of my BTMS Insiders training library. Now, rather than selling each of these individually and doing big launches for each and probably charging 10 times as much for each of the programs, etc., I made a decision to basically give you access to all of it with a BTMS Insiders All Access Pass. And the way that I think of it is it's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low monthly fee. You get instant streaming access to the entire catalog. You can just click around. You can watch parts of training. You can watch entire training titles. You can just stream anything and everything immediately. And what I haven't mentioned, and I don't mention that often, is that there is actually a first month guarantee. So you can sign up and you can, you know, experience it for up to the first month and decide, hey, you know, Roy's full of hot air and this isn't as valuable as he says it is, or wow, this is incredibly valuable, and it's worth, you know, $97 times 10 or times 100 for every month that I have access. And if you decide within the first month that, you know, it just isn't a fit for you for really any reason, you can let me know and you can get a prompt and courteous refund of that full first month fee. Otherwise, you can cancel anytime. You know, you can cancel in the first month and decide, hey, it was worth it. Or you can cancel at any time after, and you'll never be billed another penny after you click that cancel button. And it's all self-service. I'm not going to give you headaches about canceling or anything like that. Or you can keep it as long as you want. And I even have people who've become lifetime members of BTMS Insiders because of all the value that they get in the catalog. And it's kind of a commitment to themselves and, you know, to me too, but it's a commitment to themselves to create their own success. So at this point, after going through a baker's dozen worth of essential copywriting skills and hearing all about this and hearing about my training, etc., at this point you have two options, right? Yeah, option one is to forget all about this training, about the series, about everything, about all the copywriting skills that, you know, we've just scratched the surface on here and that you can go much deeper in my training. You can keep piecing together free content here and there instead of going through comprehensive training that's designed to like take you beginning to end through developing all these skills. And you can consume information here and there without ever really committing, you know. And it's not even committing to me, it's committing to yourself. It's, you know, you can dabble or you can fully commit. You can be all in. And that would really be option two. And option two is hey, I want to go all in. I am serious about myself, my career, my marketing, my copywriting, you know, whether that's building my own business or working with clients. And BTMS Insiders allows you to try it risk-free for the first month and watch really as much as you want. There's over 100 hours of training. I don't think most people could get through that in 1 month, but you can get through a lot of content in the first month and you can keep the membership for as long as you would like. But the important point is no matter how much you're consuming, whether it's like an hour a month or you know, 100 hours in a month, I suppose. The real point is to really commit to learning and to applying yourself and to, you know, maybe discover additional valuable training that wasn't even mentioned in this, you know, throughout the course of this series. You can also join the BTMS Insiders Facebook group where you can ask questions and where I've been doing some Ask Me Anythings and, you know, gathering, doing different interaction there. But again, the most important point is to commit to yourself, to your copywriting, your marketing success, your entrepreneurial success. And that's option two. And I strongly recommend that for you. At least give it a try for 1 month. I'll include a link in the description here so that you can, the top link in the description, so that you can check out BTMS Insiders for yourself and give it a try. Now, I will tell you that as a copywriter, I spent years dabbling and going after all the free content that I could. And, you know, granted, I bought some books and I bought a little bit of training, but mostly I was going after a lot of free content. And I was being fairly successful. Like I started from nothing and within a few months, I got a marketing job at an IT training publisher. When prior to that, I was actually working customer service on the phones, and I built over the course of the next few years. But I always had this dream of more. I always had this dream of like, oh, I want to be a freelance copywriter. I want to work with clients. I want to work in the direct response space instead of the IT training publisher, which, you know, it was kind of like me bringing a little bit of direct response into a non-direct response business. And I wanted to do all these things. But it wasn't until late 2009 when I fully decided, okay, it's time to invest in myself, that I really unlocked whatever it was, whatever that magic ingredient was, right? That allowed me to, in early 2010, quit that job at the IT training publisher, go off, start taking on clients as my own, filled up my schedule with that, started creating a lot of success by learning from lots of different people. And it was in doing all of that and making that commitment to myself and being willing to invest in myself that it was like me signaling to the universe, to the world that, hey, I'm ready for this. And it came. And it's been a fun and interesting and very wealth generating ride ever since then. And it's been awesome. And I want nothing more than the best for you. Nothing more than the best, nothing less than the best for you. That's the term that I was going for. I want nothing more than total success for you. I want nothing less than the best for you. I want you to achieve whatever goals you have that have caused you to come into a series about learning copywriting, about learning marketing, about learning how to generate response. And I believe BTMS Insiders is a highly valuable tool on that journey that can take you in incredibly positive directions and on an incredible wealth building and fulfillment based journey towards your own personal success and achievement and goals. And so again, check out the link in the description to BTMS Insiders. You can try it risk-free for a month and you can, you know, choose to cancel at the end of that month, or you can keep it for as long as you'd like. Either way, I will be incredibly grateful to you for, you know, having trusted me to give me a try. And honestly, I do think that it is an incredible investment. And I know that so many of my students who've stuck with me, even since like the earliest days of BTMS Insiders, would agree that, that there's some powerful stuff in there. And I'd love for you to experience it for yourself. So again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. This has been Essential Copywriting Skills, episode number 13, Ask for Action. And I've hopefully demonstrated that a little bit as well as the final episode in the series. I look forward to, you know, diving into whatever our next daily episode is going to be on Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And I'll see you again in that next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.